Blog Talk Radio.
As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and, of course, good spirits. As for us, we are always all right. And again, as usual, we want to bring you the best source, or be one of the best sources of information that you can find. And hopefully we talk about topics that not everybody's talking about, but topics that are still very important and that need to be covered. And our goal to try to help you and, of course, to help ourselves. You know, there's an old saying that the great thing about once you say something is that you also hear it and it comes back to you. So that's why we constantly try to have positive, uplifting, and information and useful, information that comes out to you. Because guess what? We also rehear that information. We also get that stimulus that you get. And hopefully it's a sharing experience as we all grow and try to develop and make ourselves better. Because in this world that we live in right now, we don't need any more negatives. There's more than enough negative stuff coming out to all of us on a regular basis. You know, just look at the news, look at the weather, look at your job, look at the people that you work with. Well, we're going to talk about a little bit of all of those things. And why are we talking about them? Because those are your life. Those are the things that basically you get up for in the morning and you go to bed with at night. Those are the things that you're faced with every day, and, you know, you have to deal with them. So since you have to deal with them, let's go ahead and try to put a positive light on those things that you have to deal with and those things that you don't quite know how to deal with, because most of us know the answer. Most of us have an idea what we have to do. It's just having the motivation, having the spirit, having the belief and the faith to actually go ahead and do those things so that we can, you know, do the things that we need to do and so that we can move our lives forward as we work to grow, to develop, and to become the people that we truly were meant to be. So today's show is, are you growing or are you rotting on the vine? Basically, think of it, this show is mostly of the context, think of yourself like fruit. Think of yourself like the seasons, things along that nature. And when I say rotting on the vine or are you growing, if you look at, let's say, a garden, look at it as when you see a gardener does what? He grows fruits, vegetables, things along that nature. And what does he have to do to grow that fruit and all those other things? He has to cultivate the ground. He has to plant the seeds. He has to do all of these different things, water it, you know, care for it, make sure that the bugs don't eat it. He's got to do all of these little things to come up with what you end up getting, which is the product. So think of yourself as ripening fruit on the vine. Ripening fruit on the vine needs, again, to be cared for. And at a certain point, at a certain time, it needs to be picked off the vine. Why does it need to be picked off the vine? Because now it has to be shared with other human beings, with other people. And those people are not going to get the pleasure, the joy, the experience. They're not going to get the nourishment, the growth. They're not going to have the energy or any of those other things if you leave that fruit or that vegetable on the vine. So what that means is that we are like that fruit. We are like that fruit that is on the vine. We have to be what? We have to be taken care of. We have to be taken care of. We have to be, you know, cultivated and grown and nourished and given water and the proper nutrients and all of that stuff so that we, in turn, will ripen to our full potential. You know, I was listening to a story not too long ago, and it was about, you know, a gentleman that had a pumpkin patch. So on his pumpkin patch, he went to do a walk to look at the pumpkins to see how they were growing. And as he was going to look to see how the individual pumpkins were growing, he, you know, saw that the pumpkins had just started to bud, and they were very small, you know, extremely small. Matter of fact, small enough to the point to where the gentleman that owned the farm could take one of the pumpkins and he put it into a jar or a bottle. So he put the pumpkin that he came across into a jar or a bottle, and then he left. You know, he walked away. And he went to go ahead and do, you know, the rest of the stuff that he does. He went to water, cultivate, prune, do all of the things that he would normally do to his garden on a regular basis, which was part of his process. Well, of course, you know, weeks, months, all of that went by. And, of course, all of the pumpkins that he was growing, because he was a good gardener, because he was a good farmer, you know, they grew. So when it came time to go ahead and pick the pumpkins, the farmer came across the jar that he had stuck the small pumpkin into, and what had happened was the pumpkin had conformed to the shape of the jar, and it had also stopped growing. So basically, by him doing that, he stunted the growth of that pumpkin. But the interesting thing was that the pumpkin had actually assumed, you know, it had stopped growing because it had no more room to grow, but it also had basically conformed to the shape of that jar. And, you know, if you think about it, that's a pretty deep lesson. And the reason that it's a deep lesson is because it's something there for all of us to learn. Many of us have conformed ourselves to certain things in certain environments, all of the above. So we're kind of like that pumpkin in the sense that we've allowed ourselves in a lot of ways to be molded into something that's not natural for us. It's not something that we were meant to be. We've actually conformed to a shape, a routine, a pattern, a way of life, and in some cases a way of thinking that is totally alien from our nature. It's totally against what basically makes each and every one of us tick each and every day. And I know a lot of you don't quite see it that way, but if you really look at it, it's true. You know, we get up, you know, Monday through Friday, most of us. Some people do work weekends. And what do? We work a job. And again, there's nothing wrong with working a job, Blog Talk. Please understand that. But what I'm saying is, and I've said it before, is that your job, your present career, is a stepping stone to the next level. It's a stepping stone to the next level within your overall evolution of life. And your overall evolution of life is you growing, is you maturing, is you taking the information that you've been able to collect in your lifetime and understanding that all of that information is still just an intro. Everything is an intro to everything else. Most of us, what we do is we learn enough to get us by. We learn enough to get us to where we are qualified to do a particular thing. Not too many people take it to the next level. Not too many people take that information, that knowledge, and that basis, and then actually expound on it, actually grow it, actually learn more than we could possibly need to know about that subject. Again, we learn just enough to get by. Plus that, a lot of us take the information that's given to us as being the information that we need because someone else has told us that we need to have that information. And then again, the next insult of the whole thing is that we not only just take that information and just get the information that we believe we need, we then don't share that information. We hoard it. We look at it as if us having that information is going to make us elite or is going to make us great. Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, remember something that I said once before. When Christopher Columbus first went off on his voyage, he was under the impression that he was going to find not the Americas, but another place. Not only did he not find the other place, he found America. He was also very much of the belief, not him, but everyone else was of the belief that he was going to fall off of the edge of the earth because the earth was flat. The earth wasn't a spherical thing. It wasn't round. So again, when you look at yourself, when you look at life, you need to understand, or please understand, that it's an evolution, it's a growth, it's a circle, just like the world that we live in. Everything is a constant circle of different occurrences, different things. After day comes what? Night. All right? After summer comes what? Comes fall. All right? After fall comes what? Comes winter. After winter comes what? Comes spring. After spring comes what? Summer again. So everything is cyclical in the sense that it's all in a circle. We look at our present financial situation as far as a nation, and I'm talking about actually not just the nation but the world. Right now, we're in what we call not the best times as far as finances, jobs, careers, things like that. However, if you look at it, that too is cyclical. You know, the Great Depression. The Great Depression is something that happened years ago. However, we're going through different versions of that same evolution on a regular basis. The time of prosperity, the baby boomer time, all of those different things. If you really look at it, if you really open your mind and see things as they are, you see that everything is cyclical. Today may be a bad day. Tomorrow may be a great day. The next day may be an okay day. The next day may be another great day. However, you have to be here to experience it. You have to be open to that experience to experience it. You have to look for it. If you look for success, ladies and gentlemen, guess what you will find? You will find success. But if you look for gloom and doom, if you're always trying to find a way to find the negative, even though you're totally bombarded with positive, you're going to find that negative. Again, a lot of us are so used to that wheel and that stimulus that other people create. And when I say a stimulus that other people create, there was a thing I read not too long ago, and it said, if you don't start living your dream, someone else will help you or will hire you to help them live theirs. And that's a very true statement. If you don't start living your dream, if you don't start taking responsibility for yourself, if you don't get out of that trap that people put you in, what's going to happen to you? You're going to end up getting hired to help somebody else live their dream, since you don't have the balls, don't have the heart, don't have the passion, or don't have the drive to live your own. You know, I was talking to somebody actually recently, and they were talking about how things are scheduled and how I seem to get a lot of different things done, but a lot of things that they may want to do, I'm not able to get done. Well, I'm an entrepreneur. So I get things done, not necessarily on my schedule, but I get things done in basically a partnership with the other individuals that I need to do business with so that I can get the things that I need to get done for the overall whole. A lot of the things that get done for an entrepreneur aren't really on that entrepreneur's schedule. Sometimes it may seem like it, but it isn't. Why? Because there's other factors. There's relationships that have to get built. There's credibility that has to be established. There's different things that other people have to do that you want to do business with, and you cannot blow off whatever it is that they have to do, because everybody's favorite radio station is what? WIIFM, What's in It for Me. So as an entrepreneur, what I do, and I'm just using this as an example, I know that not everybody listening is an entrepreneur, but as an entrepreneur, what I have to do is I have to work with different people so that we can get things done in a win-win situation. I am not a huge company. Nobody is coming to see me and work for me from a 9-to-5 perspective. Some of my relationships are based purely on trust, purely on faith, and purely on the fact that I have a reputation for getting things done and, of course, a reputation for doing whatever it is that I say that I'm going to do and getting that thing done. Well, the same thing still applies to you whether you work a 9-to-5 or whether you work an entrepreneurial schedule. You know, a lot of entrepreneurs actually work more than people that work a regular job, even if you're doing, you know, 50, 60 hours a day. A lot of entrepreneurs are actually doing more than that. But again, you are the entrepreneur of your life. You are the CEO of You, Inc. So as the CEO of You, Inc., you need to try to, of course, get the most bang for your buck. Ladies and gentlemen, life is constantly ticking. someone recently said that, you know, we need to get into time management. You need to have more time management. Well, guess what? There's no such thing as time management. Time manages you. You do not manage time. Time ticks away whether you use it or you don't use it. Time is going to keep on moving and keep on keeping on no matter what it is that you do. You need to be smart enough, you need to be strong enough, and you need to be brave enough to understand that if you don't work with time, time is going to keep doing what it needs to do. Time is like that person I was just talking about, that if you don't have the heart to live your dreams, it'll help you live it. Well, time doesn't really have an objective that way. Time's entire drive, its entire motivation is to keep on. So if you want to be happy, if you want to change your life, if you want to change your diet, change your weight problem, change your educational problem, work on becoming the you that you were meant to be, then you need to go ahead and take a stake in your own life. Take responsibility for your own actions and start moving yourself forward so that you can experience the life that you were meant to experience. And how do you do that? You do that by, one, creating an environment where you're constantly in a field where you can grow. Also, you need to not only create an environment where you're constantly in a field where you can grow, you need to correctly nourish yourself, take care of yourself. And I'm not just talking about your physical body. I'm talking about your spirit. I'm talking about your mind. I'm talking about your heart. I'm talking about the people that care for you. You also have to be the caretaker for them, because by helping them, you are doing what? You are helping yourself. You know, Zig Ziglar said that if you truly want to be successful in life, if you truly want to be wealthy, if you truly want to have riches, then the thing that you need to do is you need to help a lot of other people obtain those things. If you can help a lot of other people obtain that spiritual satisfaction, that mental satisfaction, that healthy position, that self-esteem that they need, that quality of life, help them learn something that they don't learn and not look for anything in return. If you can do those things, guess what? You can't help but acquire wealth. You can't help but acquire happiness. You can't help but acquire joy. Now, mind you, you have to do this with no altruistic want. Your want has to be to help and see these people do good. And in turn, you're going to do good. Now, mind you, I'm not saying do this and put your own health at risk. I'm not saying do this and put your own relationships and family at risk. What I'm saying is trying to truly create a balance, trying to truly create a synergy with each and every individual that you deal with and have the opportunity to be blessed to talk to and deal with, so that you guys can all grow, all develop, and all become the individuals that you were meant to be. There's an old saying that God doesn't make junk, and I truly believe that. However, I also know that unless you take responsibility for you, nothing is going to happen. I've said this before. Most of us, all of us, every one of us was given every tool that we need to succeed. However, if you don't use that tool, it's not going to do you any good. You know, I have a gentleman that I know that I used to on occasion borrow tools from. And one of the reasons that I used to borrow tools from him was because, one, I had no need for the tool myself, so I wouldn't have bought it. But the other thing was that this guy just bought tools, but he never used them. So it was smarter for me to borrow the tool that he had that he was not going to use and at least put it to use, then for it to become an outdated tool, because most of them were electric, you know, or something like that, at least the tool got used. And he felt good. Why did he feel good? Because he was able to give me a tool. Even though it was a tool he didn't know how to use, was never going to know how to use, it was just something that was collecting dust in his garage, to him, he had done me a service. And I was thankful for that service, and still am. Okay? But it's just interesting. And it's the same thing with us, ladies and gentlemen, with each and every one of us. We all have been given the equipment that we need to succeed. However, if we don't use that equipment, if we don't put it to task, if we don't put ourselves to task, because it's the same thing, you too are also a tool. what? Nothing's going to come of it. You're not going to reap the benefit that you look for. You're not going to find the joy, find the oneness, find the bliss that you have. You're also not helping anyone else, nor are you helping yourself. It can't be about any one of us. It has to be about each and every one of us. And we all have to start working together to create a world of harmony, a world of peace. We all need to start growing and stop rotting on the vine. If you have something that you're not using and someone else can use it, how about giving it to them and giving it to them out of the heart? I'm not saying you don't have to charge them a fee for it. You can if you want to. But I'm saying don't let stuff go bad. Don't let yourself be wasted by not taking responsibility. Knowledge is a very important thing, and we should all look to grow and learn as much as we possibly can in our lives. And I'm sure that most of you agree with that. Okay, then as we move forward, we need to understand that if you agree with that comment, then you need to start working on growing and developing. Ladies and gentlemen, 58% of people that graduated high school will never again read a book to its completion. 42% of people that graduated from college, they have their college degree, 42 will never read another book after college to their completion. 95% of Americans will not spend a dime on continuing education or on things to make themselves better. That is appalling. So if you were to ask most people, how much would you pay to make yourself better, they'll tell you one thing. They'll say a whole bunch of stuff, but in reality, 95% of them, unless their job isn't going to reimburse them, they will not do anything else. They will not take any continuing education classes. They will not do anything to make themselves better. And the statistics actually show from just the fact of the people that went to high school and the people that went to college. 58% of high school students after graduating high school won't read a book to its completion. 42% of college students after graduating from college won't read a book. 95% of people won't spend a dime on continuing education to better themselves, to grow, to develop, because they think they know it all, because they've got, you know, whatever, a college degree, multiple college degrees. You guys have heard me say this before. If you got a PhD, that means that you know a lot about that subject. But 5 years from now, actually the day that you graduate, that information is antiquated. You still know more about that subject than anybody else with that PhD. However, on the day you graduate, the information that you acquired, that you spent X amount of years acquiring, is already started to become antiquated, which is, means it's already become to be out of date. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't be part of the 95%. Be part of the 5%. 5% of people in the world control their lives. 5% of the people in the world can retire and don't have to worry about anybody to give them a check or anything like that. They've got enough money right now that they could live the rest of their lives and not have to ask, work, or do anything for anybody else. However, the other what? The other 95% don't. They're depending on a job. They're depending on other different things to actually get them from A to B. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to have a happy life, if you want to grow, develop, and live the life that you want to live, you have to take responsibility for you. You have to pull those different fruits off the vine after you've nurtured them and given them the sustenance and the things that they need so that they can move forward and so that you can move forward with your life and so that you can be happy. Again, stuff happens to us all. Understand that from this, and as you learn lessons, you're going to grow and develop. Is it always going to be easy? No. Are there going to be times when you feel as though there's nobody on your side and there's nothing that you can do? Yes, but believe me, there's always a way out, and that way out doesn't mean hurting yourself. That way out doesn't mean hurting anybody else. That way out just means go ahead and taking the responsibility for doing the things that you need to do and make the changes to grow. And if you need help, there's help out there for everybody. you need and do the things that you need to do so that you can move forward with your life, so that you can have the type of life that you want. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to thank you for listening. And again, live your dream one step at a time, one day at a time, and understand that this too shall pass, because life is something that's meant to be lived. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.